What do I do?
What do I do?
What do I say?
What do I say? In the Macmillan online community, we know what it's like to have cancer, because we have it too. So, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling, whatever you need to ask about cancer, whatever the time of day or night, we'll do whatever it takes to help you. To join us, search Macmillan online community.
Prince Harry spent his life living in the shadow of his mother's tragic death. But when he falls in love, he realizes it's up to him to stop history from repeating itself. In our new series, Prince Harry, Windsor of Change, we'll tell you how a prince without direction became a duke who found a family.
Listen to Even the Rich on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is the wonderful and hilarious Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
How are you?
Hi.
It is almost time to go on vacation.
I know. So excited.
You excited?
We're a day away from Thanksgiving, yeah. And I have anxiety. Because I got a big frozen turkey on Sunday, and I was like, perfect, this will be ready. This should be defrosted by Thursday. But it's hard as a rock, and on top of that, I realized, no, it has to be ready today because it needs to be brined, and you're not supposed to brine it when it's still frozen because all the it's a disaster. So I think I have to dunk that turkey into like some sort of like warm water bath or something to move this process along. I'm stressed. I'm already stressed for Thanksgiving. You're lucky because you don't have to do any of the cooking this year.
No, I'm going to because I'm eating healthy. So that means I have to make myself stuff because it's not going to happen from a restaurant. You know, Thanksgiving food is not the healthiest and I'm making an effort. So I will still cook, but you know what? Fuck it. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'm just going to drink a gallon of fucking mac and cheese. You know what? It's real liquidy. What was I going to say about Butterball? I'm not making it. That'll be from the restaurant. But thank you. I love you. Hey, somebody also wrote us a message, and I owe an apology to turkeys and to Butterball turkeys specifically because I was dissing them earlier in the week saying they're all chemicals, et cetera, et cetera. No, they're very natural and do not have things in them. Okay. Oh. So sorry, Butterball. I really dissed you there, and you didn't deserve. What did you deserve? What did you do to deserve that?
You know what? I think you. Like a very lucky turkey should be pardoned. Okay. It was a mistake.
Thank you.
But, I'm just going to shill. I didn't start talking about Thanksgiving to shill this, but I'm going to shill it because it just occurred to me. I did post a new newsletter, column, whatever you want to call it on my Substack. And I wrote about unexpected Thanksgiving dish ideas. So if people want to.
What are a couple of examples?
Just for inspiration. What are some of examples you would think I would remember off the top of my head since I just wrote about it last night? You know, there was like a chickpea thing. I feel like a lot of people, I feel like it's not a classic thing to put like a chickpea dish on your table.
Unless you're
chickpeas,
Greek.
Yeah. Unless you are Greek. I put down pan sushi dynamite, which I think would be better as an hors d'oeuvre. I don't think you want that to be mixing with gravy by accident, but like, I still think it would be like a fun thing to make. For it, or what about like Sichuan green beans? You know, people often do like a green bean casserole, which is fine, but I always find green beans can be kind of like limp and boring. But like, what about like a fried?
Well, that's Sichuan every review of a day that I've ever had. Limp and Ronnie, I tried him, he was limp and boring. That sounds
check
really good.
Everyone.
So, yeah, check out the Substack.
NBD Fancy, NBDFancy.substack.com.
Yeah, it's good. My auntie's. Love it the most. I mean, we all love
it's
it.
So sweet.
But my aunties really are like, oh my God, Ben has a new Substack out. Bring in
so
blogging
cute.
Bear.
Blogging is back, everyone.
Also, we have new merch. Name them.
Yes.
Name them. Name them.
Yes.
Name them. Name them. That's what the merch says. So go get that at crappensmerch.com. Also, there's plenty of stuff for Christmas. Okay. And Trixie Monocle art. Look, there it is behind me. That yellow one. It's there. It's there.
Yeah.
And this blue one behind me and the Shannon one. This is all merch art except the Patty LuPone octopus, which was given to us by, I believe, Jess Trotch, who's amazing as an artist. But anyway, go check it out at craplinsmerch.com, everybody.
Naimum. Okay, are we able to do a Black Friday sale, by the way? Is that something that we're a Cyber Monday sale? Is that something that we can do?
Hell no. It's not kidding.
Okay. Discounts? I don't know if there was like a setting that we can press a button that does it. No. If we have to do it manually, though.
No. There is a button, but it discounts it too much. I'm too cheap. This is a GoFundMe so Ben can afford to keep his Substack lights on. Okay, stop offering sales to my work, Ben. Okay. Daddy needs a new pair of AirPods Pro that come out soon.
It's just Friday. This is a Canadian. This is a Canadian podcast now. This it's just is a regular just Friday.
Regular Friday. Okay, everybody. Okay, so I'm a bastard. Sorry. Okay, so let's go on in the figurative way. So let's go on, everybody, to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. This episode is an episode we've all been waiting for. I'm sure you all have. Me and Ben have definitely, or Ben and I have definitely been waiting for this. It is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, episode 411. If I could churn back time. I mean, I've been dying to see what this episode is going to be. And I have to say, it did not disappoint.
What a great title. I mean, hats off to whoever titled it. That's just so amazing. I can't even express how proud I am of whoever titled that.
Yeah, it really is a good one. It is a Ben title. I was surprised that you didn't title it. Very upset. Good.
Now I have to come up with I'm not even going to try to top that pun, but now it's like it just takes away such a great pun that now I've got to like find another one and I just don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Bonnet, something with bonnets.
Churn after reading.
Dog bonnet.
Bonnet.
Churn after reading.
Danny Bonaducci.
Churn after reading, I think, is really good because there is a severe read in here. So churn after reading. And then they are churning churn after reading. After they read.
Churn notice.
That's good, too. See, you're so good at this stuff. Okay, so that sounded churn insincere. Around. I did not mean it to be. Because it's only because you didn't talk afterwards. I was like, you're so good at that stuff. And then it was just dead silence. Thanks.
No, I was thinking. I was putting my pun hat on. I'm taking my pun hat off, and it's going to sit on the side here, and I will put it back on after this episode.
Take your pun hat off.
Take my pun hat off.
It's Real Housewives.
I'm like Corinne Bailey Ray. I'm putting my records on, taking my pun hat off.
What happened to her?
You know what? I think whatever happened to her, I'm okay with it.
Corinne Bailey, bye. I don't think she ever did anything else.
I really don't like that song.
Your records on. You play my favorite song. Come on and write me a love song.
It's like the epitome of Starbucks music culture. Like I couldn't stand that song. Hate it.
But records came back, so maybe it was her who did it the whole time. Because now the kids love their vinyl, brah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure she's a lovely person.
So let's go to Corinne Bailey over. Okay, you're done. Take your record off. Okay. It's over.
Girl, put your bonnets on.
Girl, put your bonnets on. Play me my favorite song. Go on and churn me some butter.
Okay. I could get behind that now.
By the way, to anybody already annoyed, it's not going to get better than this. We're about to be off, so we're going to make this a 30-hour recap because that's how we go. We're like, we don't have to do anything after this. Let's talk about Corinne Bailey Ray. Who talks about Corinne Bailey Ray anymore? Not me. Sorry if you're at home crying, Corinne. Because watch, that's going to be the one celebrity that listens to our show. And she's going to crush the person.
I know. She's going to be like, the one thing that keeps me going as I look at my faded career is being able to escape and to watch what crappens. She probably is a listener. I'm so sorry, Corinne.
And Sandra Bullock's at home like, see, this is why I never come out of the closet about being a listener.
She was like, I was just about to message them. I loved your Below Deck episode. And she's like, no.
The only entertainment I could take while I was filming Bird Box because I had a blindfold on the entire time and they just completely dragged me for filth.
I still hold out hope that Jennifer Lawrence listens because she did say, didn't she say somewhere that she has a Finsta where she follows all the Bravo celebrities and she does not all us, that stuff? So.
I find that whenever I look at famous people who follow every Bravo celebrity, they and podcasts and stuff like that, they never follow. You know who they follow? That C word, Danny Pellegrino, that awful fucking human being. Literally nobody in real life likes Danny Pellegrino, but of course. He's
so craven and evil.
Such a jerk. That guy is so literally mean to everybody.
Literally just so nasty, so rude.
JK, he's the sweetest guy in the world. Okay, this is an episode about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, and we're going to do it. So this episode, the Haas are out of control.
Out of
this
control.
One is,
out of control.
This is like Ska Ha, okay? Like if Ska had Haas. This was it. It was like,
this is a cat walked. A cat walked across the keyboard, and they recorded it. That's what these haws are doing.
Heather is in a Gucci jumpsuit. Subtle, you know. I love some housewives' fashion. It's very subtly Gucci. You know, the housewives. I love when housewives are like tag inside kind of a people. Like, don't keep the tag on the inside. We don't want to brag. It's a full on head to toe double G's. Come on, brah.
Well, well, we see what happens when the tag is on the outside. You just have to watch last week's Married to Medicine when everyone had a heart attack, when Sweet Tea excused herself from the group of people and her price tag was hanging out. Oh, I would love to see Mary Cosby's face if she saw a price tag on something. She would literally just like faint.
Hmm. So they, Gucci jumpsuit. Okay, so she's talking to Ashley. Ashley is one of those children we all like because she's a good audience member, and that's literally it. I mean, do we know anything about Ashley? She's blonde. She seems nice. That's it. She's otherwise, she's only... Wasted. Say it again?
She's at UCSB getting wasted, you know? Big
party. We don't
school.
Know that, though, do we? All we really we know is that I she says assume. Yes. She says, yes, you're hilarious, and yes, that's a good idea. It's yeah. made me want to have a child. Literally, that's all I need you for, children. Laugh and say, you go, girl. That's it. Otherwise, get the fuck out of my house.
You need like a 2003 CGI character on your video game that like you're skateboarding and the CGI character pops up and goes, you go, girl.
That's it. That's all I need. Heather's like, oh my God, you're calling me? What are you doing? What's going on at college? She's like, oh my God, I need some updates about your book signing. Literally nobody needs updates about anybody's book no signing. One. Okay.
Has any child ever said that of their parent? Like, okay, granted that a lot of us don't have parents who are authors, but still, have you ever? I've never called up my dad and be like, hey, dad, I need an update on how court was the other day. How was your case?
Yeah, no one cares. And she's like, oh my God, it was really cool. Lisa even wrote a custom rap to introduce me. Let's play a clip of it. So I go right down in the valley of death. Bad Mormons don't lie, don't die of Taco Bell breath. God's not as hard as nuclear fission. I can't wait to shop where Jack has his mission. Go Ricky, go Ricky, it's your birthday, mumbo number 5.
Ain't nobody fresh as me, cause I'm so fresh and clean. A Diet Coke, a Diet Coke.
She's like, it was a huge step for us because there's just been so much drama. And Jack went on a mission. And so I was like so worked up and I was so triggered because it was cool to have like some type of support. You know, I'm really grateful and I want to throw a luncheon. Oh my God. I want to throw a luncheon that's a spinoff of the Mormon thing. We already celebrated your book. You don't get a spinoff of your last party that was promoting your book. By the way, new shirts at crappinsmerch.com. New shirts at crappinsmerch.com. I can't wait till they have this party to celebrate new shirts at crappinsmerch.com.
Hey, what sort of shirts do we have? Name them.
Name
them. Name them. Name them. So Heather's saying, it was like a big reset. Yeah, so she's going to have this luncheon. And so Ash is like, well, you have to keep it on theme for the girls, right, Mom? Am I saying all the lines I'm supposed to say correctly? And she goes, yes, you're doing great, honey. And, you know, a homemaking theme, but like not a homemaking theme, you know? Because since it's the month of April, you know, and April 6, 1830, that's the founding of the church. You know, that's a fact you should memorize, by the way, Ashley. She's like, okay, Mom, they're waiting for me to do a beer bong. So can we just like wrap up the scene? Come on now.
I thought we could do like pioneer crafts. We could, you know, do some Mormon handicraft. No, you broke up with the church. Stop. Heather is a person to still text exes constantly. It's like, oh my God, don't forget. It's my ex-husband's birthday. Better text him. No, you left him. leave his stale ass in the hot tub in his backyard where he belongs. Okay.
Yeah. I feel like Heather has had an easy job stepping away from the Mormon church, but having a hard time stepping away from Mormon culture. And I think this is what she's grappling with. So she basically wants to thank everyone by celebrating the fun, kitschy aspects of their culture. And she goes, what Lisa would call the embarrassing aspects of growing up Mormon. Everyone will wear a bolero jacket.
Nothing makes Lisa happier than forcing her to participate in traditional Mormonism. So she's like, oh my God, don't you want to see Lisa Barlow in a pioneer bonnet? I do. So I take back everything I just said, only temporarily, so that we get to see Lisa Barlow in a fucking bonnet. Thank you.
Basically, Heather saw a sale, 2-for-1 on bonnets and aprons. And she's like, buy first, ask questions later. Okay, I got all this stuff. Got to figure out how to make a scene out of it.
So then we go to Monica.
Yeah, Monica is at home and her daughter Bree is sitting on the sofa. So Monica's like, girl, you stole my blanket, I see. And Bree's like,
You didn't pay the lease.
You didn't pay the bills.
Yeah. Great minds. So,
she's like, sorry, had to repossess it.
So she's like, Mom, weren't you prom queen your senior year? You should talk about it on television. Monica's like, oh my God, yeah, I was prom queen. Oh my God, I'm going to show you the pictures. My time to shine. Let me get the pictures. So she brings out photo albums and has to explain to her child that once upon a time, there were cameras. They were not just in the phone. And you had to buy film and actually develop it.
Yeah. And so then we see photos of Monica senior prom in 2002, which made me feel old, that like a real housewife had a prom after I graduated from college. So then Monica is like, oh my God, here I am getting like crowned Little Miss Car Wash 2002. And well, of course, Vovo has my crown, of course. And then we see a photo.
Did she say Miss Car Wash 2002?
No, I made that up.
Oh, that's funny. Because she is getting sued by a car wash, right? Or was getting sued by a car wash. Allegedly.
She is the first housewife in car wash litigation at the moment. I would like it if like the judge is like, you may approach the bench in the car wash. His lawyer just sort of was like swishing back and forth up to it. It's a funny visual in my head. So
I love that Vovo kept her crown. She's like, of course she did. And she's showing her pictures and she's like, oh my God, look at me pulling mommy's hair, Volvo's hair. I knew who she was out of the womb.
So she shows her pictures to a trip they took as a family to Bermuda because that's where Nana was born.
And she's like, oh my God, I wish we had a video because this was Nana. See her flipping off the camera here? This was her saying, fuck you, we don't speak like this in my country. So that was fun.
Oh, yeah. And here's a picture of Nana. And she was saying she just saw a movie starring a woman who lived in Bermuda who never reconciled with her mother. And here she is just talking to a palm tree.
So then she tells her, when my dad left, when I was 4, my mom like destroyed everything. So I don't even know what my dad looks like. She threw all the pictures away. And so it was important for me that you never feel that. So here's all the pictures of me when I was pregnant with you and also your biological father. And then she starts crying as she shows her the pictures of her dad and stuff.
And then I started to brace because she goes, I got married very young. So I was like, oh gosh, what bomb is going to be dropped now? But actually it's not that. It's more of a tragic story. And basically She had, you know, she got married very young, and then one day she saw Brie crawling on the floor and was like playing with like a bag full of OxyContin. And so she
And so you immediately blame the husband. I mean, listen, if I found my baby on the floor with Oxy, I would have said, A, did you take money out of my purse? Okay. What the fuck? Since when can you afford OxyContin? B, what is the name of your dealer? Because maybe they sell more than just OxyContin. And C, you should not do OxyContin. Do they have mushrooms? Okay, here's what organic drugs are. And then you start educating your baby, okay? Do I have to parent everybody's child on this channel? For fuck's sake.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappin's commercial.
It's almost that magical time of year.
Speaking of, what's your favorite Christmas story, Ben?
Hands down, The Grinch.
Same.
It cracks me up that he hates all the merriment.
Right, and he steals everyone's presents.
But then it's like so heartwarming at the end when like the whole town is still singing and he realizes that there's more to Christmas than just gifts.
Oh, I know. It hits me right in the feels.
Best part is, Wondery has a new podcast starring The Grinch. And I think there's someone who wants to tell you more about it, Ronnie.
It's me, the Grand Poobah of Bah Humbug, the OG Green Grump, the Grinch, from Wondery. 'Tis the Grinch Holiday Talk Show is a pathetic attempt by the people of Whoville to use my situation as a teachable moment. So join me, the Grinch. Listen as I launch a campaign against Christmas cheer, grilling celebrity guests like chestnuts on an open fire. Your family will love the show. As you know, I'm famously great with kids. Follow 'Tis the Grinch Holiday Talk Show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Monica then starts saying how she started dating Mike when Brie was one. That was always her dad. And also, by the way, Brie's seen these photos before. So she's just trotting this out just to have a scene and just to talk shit about her mom some more. And so Brie is aware that Mike adopted her. And she's like,
you know what? And I was told during therapy, like the number one thing the therapist told me was always be honest.
Oh, so, okay. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
How's that going for you? I love Monica on this show. I think that she's if so I had to vote early for best new casting of the year, I'm going to pick Monica. Not that it's only my
vote. It's a hands down.
Right?
No, I agree. Like I was like, vote. I don't know if anyone can top Monica. I think that the people who could give her a shot, like I'm assuming like maybe Jessel will be in the mix. Who else was new this season?
Jessel like might win it, actually.
Jessel's a real breakout. Jessel's a star.
Jessel. But I would pick Monica. I think she's great. Now, that said, man, this audience is being snowed by Monica. I have to say, everywhere I'm reading is just like falling over themselves loving Monica. Now, I love Monica. I pick her as my favorite cast. Monica is problematic as fuck. Let's not forget, this was a friend of Jen Shaw's, okay? That's really all you need to say. She ratted on Jen Shaw, okay? Now, was it a good move? Sure. There's something missing here that we're not seeing. I cannot wait for her season two to see what it is, because she's a fucking nightmare of a human being. And we see it a little bit, but the audience is, I think, because of her mom situation. And I think because of the youth situation, that she's a little younger. I think that generation is picking her. And I think people who have fucked up situations with their mother are automatically picking her side no matter what. But God, I can't wait to see till Monica's bitch flower blooms.
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's already blooming. I think that Monica... So, yeah, Monica is interesting. She has so much mess going on that, like, you know that she's not totally just, like, this sweet, sweet thing that's totally innocent. And her mom is a monster and terrible. But that does not mean that, therefore, Monica is not. It's not a zero-sum situation. Mm-hmm. Because Monica... Well, she is in a situation where she often reverts to being like a petulant brat, but then like she's often like awesome, but then she'll suddenly, you know, when she gets triggered, when someone starts like filling that role, that mother role, she regresses to being like an angry kid, like fuck you, mother. And so I think she gets herself into a lot of trouble with that. But I'm with you. I feel like there's Monica is, I think she is an amazing addition to Bravo. I absolutely love her. I love her on this show. But yes, there is more than meets the eye. There's
something
for sure
here. And we've been told, like, she's telling us, right? She's really good at the Housewives game. She comes right out with the whole, listen, here's what the thing is with me. I fucked my brother-in-law for a year and a half. You know, I got excommunicated.
Always be honest.
Doing that. She's coming. She's getting ahead of the problems. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff. There's like 21 cases against her. Do you know that?
21?
I listened to the Bravo docket. I love those ladies at the Bravo docket. And there's 21 cases. Now, hearing them tell it, you know, just the way Monica is, you're always trying to excuse Monica. Like, they don't excuse her necessarily, but they're like, well, here's some things with Monica, but this one, you know, that's not that bad. And then, like, this one is for this thing that's not bad. And as a listener and as someone who follows all of this stuff, you are the same way because it's Monica. So you're like, well, but it's Monica. Who cares, you know? And a lot of the lawsuits are, I guess, in Utah, they actually sue your ass for debt. Which,
oh,
I didn't know, but a lot of them are like a lawsuit for debt. She owes money, which, listen, a single mother of four, like, I wouldn't come after anybody for debt. Like, we're in America. We're all in debt, right? Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is stuff like that where you're like, well, but that's debt. But that's debt. But then that one's debt. But then after, you're like, wait, but that's 21 cases? You know, that's a lot. But at the same time, I don't know. I'm just so conflicted. But that's why I just need more to come out because
I'm just, yeah. I want, I think Monica has just been like wonderful and to watch. And it's funny because I remember with the trailer, she really was not in the trailer very much. They show her in this, I guess they're going to have a pirate party in Bermuda at some point coming up soon. They showed her in this bonnet situation. They show her like a little bit. But I remember seeing the trailer and thinking like, oh, there's a new girl. It doesn't seem like she's in the show very much. But really, she's been right in the center of this entire season. And I just really hope that all, like, the fact that no one on the cast is talking with her and the fact that she has this lawsuit situation with Heather does not get in the way of her being able to come back for another season because she's just like a one-woman soap opera. It's amazing.
Yeah. So this scene basically ends with pictures of Bree being born and she's like, wow, Vovo's really dressed up for my birth. And she goes, yeah, of course she's dressed up because that was her day and not my day. Like, and yeah, but that is kind of the grandma's day too, you know. See, that's the thing that makes me crazy. Yeah. I would never stand a, like, if it's my situation, I'm always right, my mother's always wrong, you know. I think that's like the natural order of things. But Monica has this edge about her that oftentimes I'm like, but you just made your mom drive home. Like, she gave you back your car.
Yes.
But while part of me loves that, the other part's like, oh my God, I could never do that. You can't do that.
I know. Well, that's actually kind of what's great about it. I mean, it's a very gray situation. I think we're just so used to, when we talk about Housewives, she's wrong, she's right. Like, team this person, team that. Like, it's very binary, but like, it's a gray situation and we have to be okay with that. So now we go to these two jokers. So Sean and Angie are showing up at a restaurant. Sean is wearing very tight pants and a tight shirt, but then he's wearing his little white baseball cap because he is deeply insecure about his hair. And then Angie gets out of the car wearing black leather pants and this like silver metallic top. She literally looks like a silver C-3PO. C-3PO-pa. That's what she is. She is. She's like robot chic with pleather on the bottom.
I think she looks like a to-go outfit, like a to-go-pa outfit.
To-go. Jiffy pop. Jiffy pa-opa.
Jiffy pa-opop. Jiffy opop.
The way that she just swings for the fences with these looks, and she just tries so hard, and they're going to just like a neighborhood restaurant, and she's wearing this like robot, like 1950s, like the the day the earth stood still robot outfit. I mean, I can't even. I love it. I really love it.
And he's in like a little leather rimmed baseball cap, whatever. So they go in and the waiter's like, hello, Sean and Angie. Well, first they walk in and Sean's like, hi, it's us, Sean and Angie. And they're like, okay. So they seat them. And then the waiter's like, hello, Sean and Angie. I remember you. Like, of course, we're regulars. She's like, I'll have the wine that I usually have. He's like, okay. Coffee for you, sir. She's like, oh, yeah. When you go out with a younger woman like me, he needs to have coffee. Ha, 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 opa.
Ha, opa. Hey, and before I leave with your drink order, I just want to remind you once again, we do not have moussaka here. This is an Indian restaurant. Okay, thank you. So then the waiter goes away.
I didn't order moussaka. I ordered musopa. Figure it out.
Figure it out. You have a chef. Chefs can cook anything. So it's like awkward silence gets strained.
He is so uncomfortable. Oh my God. He's like, oh my God, what did they say about me this time? You know, he looks like he's just bracing himself. Like, okay, we've got the gay rumors out of the way. What could they possibly have spread about me this time? What did Monica tell you?
And honestly, I would brace myself too if I knew I was about to engage in the first ever Humpty Dance argument on The Real Housewives, because that's where this is going. So Angie's also, like,
can
so,
I just say, never going to let you carry on. I'm going to interrupt everything you say.
It's such a good episode. Just talk.
But I have to do her order because it made me laugh so hard. Okay, so there, I just like how she goes, I will do your special chicken. There's literally nothing special about a chicken. Come on, that's your special chicken. Special chicken. This restaurant special sucks.
Special chicken. And so she's like, so what do we talk about? And then she tells us, we haven't been out of the house for 2 years, but mainly because we got stuck in the center of our enormous bed and we couldn't crawl our way out. It was very, very plush. And it was like, this is like a first date. Like, what do we even say to each other?
But isn't this like so Utah to be like, oh my God, we haven't been out since COVID. God, yeah. Remember the way we just partied it up during COVID? God, those were good times. I miss it, don't you? Only us in restaurants, movie theaters. God, freeway was so much easier back then.
So now they're eating and making small talk. He's like, so you like your food? And she's like, it is so good.
It is something so special.
So special, so good. Ha ha.
So something I have wanted to share with you, and I know it's hard with Electra around. I know at home it's rainbows and unicorns and more rainbows, and then rainbows all the time. Flags in the front yard, rainbows, you know, but we are passing like ships in the night.
I just got what you were saying.
It's like we are together but not really together, you know what I mean. So when I'm with you, sometimes I feel like I don't even know what kind of music you like. I'm at a loss for words. And now you listen to country music in your car. You never listen to country music.
He's like, I've always listened to country. She's like, not with me in your car. And he's like, yeah, then, but you didn't care what I did because you were so smitten with me and in love that it didn't matter what I was doing. And I still love it, and I should be allowed to love it. I should be allowed to love what I love is love. I should be able to love what I want.
But it is annoying. It is so annoying for you to love what you love. And he's like, well, when I get into your car and you're listening to the Humpty Dance, it's like, wait, I am listening.
I do. I listen to current rap music like the Humpty Dance because I'm young and in touch.
Well, I think that we should be allowed to Humpty who we Humpty. That's just it. I crave my own Humpty, and you crave your own Humpty. So let me Humpty whoever I want to Humpty.
It's like the Humpty Dance is annoying. She goes, why is that annoying? And he goes, it's just freaking annoying. She goes, listen, it's a great song. You know, the Humpty Dance is your chance to make tzatziki. Humpty baby, do the Humpty dump.
It makes me feel 20 again. And he's like, well, I don't say anything about that, do I? She goes, yes, you do. You complain. And he's like, well, I don't anymore. And I love that this is a recurring theme in their life, that they fight over the Humpty Dance. That shit is hilarious.
The Humpty Dance is, and that she listens to it so much. Like, that I don't know anyone who is like, oh, God, I need to listen to the Humpty Dance again. You know, yeah. Comes on a party.
And then we hear them clink. Oh, that's the worst. When you're not getting along with someone and you hear the clinking of the fork and the knife against the plate. Oh, I hate that. And she's like, well, it's not about the music. I just don't love being alone with you because I don't want to feel annoying to my own husband. And he just shrugs. Well, like, well, what do you want? You insist on playing the Humpty Dance. It's going to annoy
me. I mean, tell me what's not annoying about saying over and over again, do me baby, Humpty Dance, do the Humpty Dance, do me baby, Humpty. It's like, I get it, Humpty Dance, I get it.
All right, well, stop what you're doing because I'm about to ruin the image I had and the style that you're used to. Oh, God, now you're going to lecture me in Humpty Dance lyrics? No, I'm not. It's just that I look funny, but yo, I'm making money. See, you are. You're going to lecture me in Humpty Dance lyrics. Stop.
I like to rhyme. I like my beats funky. I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy. Oh, is that why you always say that in the morning? I just thought you actually liked oatmeal, actual lumpy oatmeal.
Listen, it's been 2 years since we've been alone. Please allow me to bump thee. Okay, I'm not falling for this again. Gotta stop.
Sean. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Yo, fat girl, come here. Are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat. Look at me. I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy. I never realized that lyric was in there.
Some of these lyrics. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, it's just natural. We lose our relationship stuff. You know, we've got Electra, that little bitch. We've got the business. We've got a new house, you know. And then, you know, like you look around and you say, do we have anything in common anymore? I mean, come on. Remember when we used to get busy all the time? I mean, I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom. Wait, were you even there at the time? Burger King bathroom. Pretty good. Okay, maybe we shouldn't talk about that one. Sean, now you stop talking. You're picking the creepiest part of the Humpty Dance lyrics.
You know, when I wear this silver top, people say, yo, Angie, you're really funny looking. That's all right, because I got things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare at me, but you can't get near me. Humpty Dance, do the Humpty Dance.
Okay, so I think what we need is more time together. He goes, and we need it alone. And Electra is cool with that. And let me tell you, I'm going to tell you this for when we're alone. Now listen, lady, I'm being real sincere, because in a 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear.
Whoa, are we going to start there? Can we not start with the anal parts of the song, please?
Sean, you know, I have to say, one of the things that first drew me to you is that you were big like a pickle, and I'm still getting paid. You get laid by the ladies, you know you're in charge.
All right, you know what? We're not even agree on Humpty Dance lyrics.
Check, please. Check.
So then we go over to Heather, who is doing a massive catering spread of Wendy's. She's unwrapping all these Wendy's hamburgers. She's got like four Frosties. And then she's got an entire tray of just chocolates and cookies. Oh,
honestly, yes. I was very tempted to get some Wendy's. That was amazing product placement. I'm not even a Wendy's bitch. Okay, I'm McDonald's through and through. But I saw that and I was like, oh, God, I want that Wendy's. But I will say this, as well-intentioned as it was, we all know those fries were not very good. Because they already started off not great because they're Wendy's fries, and then they're just sitting there in a chafer. So
Wendy's fries are actually better once they've sat, because they did this thing like years ago. It was a long time ago, where they changed their fries to make them crispy. Oh, I hate those fries. They used to be like soft, mushy, horrible, like ridiculously limp fries. God, I loved those things. That's how they need to be. And when you let them sit for a while, they get kind of soggy like that.
Oh, so, okay, that's good. Well, maybe they actually designed them knowing that they would sort of like, as people drove home, with their to-go orders, the fries maybe would actually improve.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, maybe it was some smart high person. Level. But I thought whoever did it was just an idiot. Like, I've always been really furious with the person who came in and sat down. You know, it was somebody new. They're like new and they have to come up with ideas. And like, you know how we, you know what we need to change about Wendy's?
Oh, that's well.
The soggy fries.
The soggy fries.
Remember, Carol Radswell was the one who suggested that Kristen Takeman name one of her, like her makeup,
Slide.
So she would be the one to be like,
we need to make the fries unappetizing. We need to make the French fries last longer. To French fries is not a race. It's a marathon.
She... Carol Radswell just shows up in a Wendy's wig. She's like,
I'm accepting my fate.
So we're at, so yeah. So
why is Wendy sitting on a countertop, bare feet, with their bare feet?
Why does Wendy have so many cats, and why does she call them all baby? So, so Lisa shows up. This has been a rough week for arrivals on Bravo, because the other night Karen Huger was walking into a scene and then she had to stop. He goes, I just got bit by a bug. And this time Lisa Barlow is driving up and it's like, oh my God, what did I hit? Did I hit anything? Oh my God, I didn't see anything. Is it bad? Did I ruin my car? And she has a full gash in the side of her porch because she drove into Heather's Rock in the driveway.
And she's like, ding dong, dang it, I need to tell John about this. Ding dong, hi, I hit your rock. The plastic part hit the rock. And Heather's like, oh my God, that giant boulder, I should have that removed. She's like, yeah, you need to. She already knew about the giant boulder. Who does that?
So Heather's like, this is not how I wanted to start this new chapter with Lisa. I mean, having her slam into a boulder. I don't even know if my homeowner's insurance is activated yet. I'm going to have to start a GoFundMe for taking out her Porsche. Talk about a rocky beginning.
Oh my God, it's all Bondi's. Do you have a scooper? I'm going to need some of that. This is amazing, Heather. This is amazing. She's like, yep, just two girls, just two best girlfriends hanging out. Me and Lisa Barlow. It's me. Look, it's me and Lisa Barlow. Hey, Lisa, selfie.
Oh my God, we're in the bestie phase. You know what? Me and Heather are in like a new phase in our relationship. And like, she's doing everything right. She's got all my favorite treats here. I got Wendy's with extra barbecue sauce. Shortbread cookies from my favorite bakery. Literally, I hope we can stay in this place because it's like the first time in like 5 years we've been here.
And Lisa goes, do you have a paper towel? And Heather's like, no. Oh God, I can't believe you just opened a barbecue sauce with a white shirt on a white couch with heart-shaped nails. This is gonna go great. Why don't you have paper towels? You can't get 9 bags of Wendy's and not give somebody a paper towel. Okay.
Yeah, and if you think that Lisa isn't going to quote unquote accidentally drip some barbecue sauce on your white couch as revenge for what happened to her Porsche, you are sadly mistaken. Double check that couch after this scene is done.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she's like, yeah, what's going on? She's like, oh my God, Jack is going on his mission call. He's so ready to go. And Heather's like, yeah, that's exciting, right? Columbia. Yeah, he gets irritated because I'm like, that's so busy. And he's like, Mom, it's not a shopping trail.
Heather's like, yeah, you only get to shop on one day and it's for groceries.
Okay, stop. No one cares about your Mormonism, Heather. It's a different kind. It's a different brand of Mormonism.
So Lisa's like, by the way, your event was so good. I really loved it. And Heather's like, yeah, I'm mostly excited about the place that we're in right now. I mean, we're in a good place with everyone, and we haven't really even rewarded ourselves for everything we've been through. So I want to plan a trip.
Yeah, it's going to be tropical for sure, because I went out with Monica last night, and Lisa's like, oh, yeah, pulling both sides of her hair like, oh, really? Licking off the fry salt. She goes, oh, you dad.
that's her paper towel now. So
yeah, I know she's just turned her what do you call plugins? Not plugins. Her weave or whatever. Her extensions or whatever into. Are those extensions? I don't think they are actually.
I don't know.
They come like, all the way down right in front of her face.
It's like that girl on Below Deck Sailing last year who would floss with her hair.
So on purpose. What was that girl's name? Oh, what
Casey
a weirdo.
Or Kelsey or Carrick, whatever her name was. So now we start intercutting between Heather. The previous night, she went out to drinks with Monica at like a tiki lounge or whatever. And Heather's saying, telling Lisa that Monica was talking about how she used to spend her summers in Bermuda. And so we see Monica saying like, I still have like Family Girl and Range Rovers in Bermuda. And Heather's like, in Bermuda? Like the Bermuda Triangle?
And she goes, bitch, it's the Devil's Triangle.
She's like, oh my God, that is so funny. What if we got people together for your birthday there? And so we cut back and Heather's like, okay, but I did say if you want to go on this trip, you have to apologize. And then we cut back to the tiki restaurant. It's like five umbrellas in. And Heather's like, you have to make up with Lisa because she's going to be invited. And I've already got five bags of Wendy's in my trunk. Don't fuck this up for me.
I know. And I just want to reiterate, free vacation from Bravo. So Monica's like,
did you say free? Yeah, fine, girl, I'm in.
We're going to announce this at the Pioneer Brunch. So already this is shaping up to be great. Bermuda trip?
We're going to the Bermuda Triangle. We're going to announce it at a Pioneer lunch. Does this even make sense? Is this a real show?
So we come back and Heather's like, yeah, after all the progress we've made, I just don't want you to think like this is a bitch move on my part and like we're trying to cause problems. Like, I just think that, you know, she's going to make things right with you and we're going to have fun.
Lisa's like, I don't really care if she's there. She's like, not my problem. Like, I don't need an apology from her. I'm just like, not interested, just the way you seem to be about paper towels.
I'm going to show you how not interested I am by pulling both sides of my hair and frowning really bigly.
And I'm going to look left and right really quickly, too. So now we have Whitney dressed in hot pink, walking into a bar, and she has changed her eyebrows up. Is this microblading, micro something?
Yeah, this is chalk? Microblading, I think.
This is Eddie Munstering. I don't know what you want to call it, but it's like... She changed up those eyebrows that it was jarring.
It was jarring. You know, the microblading, I just think we're going to look back on it and just laugh. I think that's going to be one of the trends that we just crack up at. Like the big magic marker, like... So she goes in and she meets Angie, who is, you know, dressed crazily, as usual. And she's like, I ordered some oysters and rosé and also some chips.
Angie, by the way, is again trying to make her... She has like basically two pairs of wacky sunglasses, but she keeps using them with different outfits, and she is trying to make them work. She's got her big pink ones, and then she's got, I think, like Versace ones. She may have a third thing, but now she's wearing her big ones, and now she's wearing a pleather top. So the first scene, she was like pleather on the bottom. Now she's pleather on the top. She's just like mixing and matching all these textures and looks. And again, I'm just like, I can't get enough of it. Well, it's my favorite disaster.
I have so much that I want to talk to you about. Oh my God. You know what? I haven't even had any girl time. But then, you know, like I do have girl time with you because you and I have so much fun. And she's like, well, what is important is to take care of ourselves.
Yeah, like you and I have businesses. I have my kids. I talk to Lisa Barlow more than my husband.
Yeah, we hadn't had a date night until 2 years ago, and we finally went out to dinner the other night for about 15 minutes. It was awkward silence, but then I just started singing the Humpty Dance, and that seemed to fix a lot of the issues.
You know what's funny? Now that I think about it, you know who else talks to Lisa Barlow more than me? My husband. He has a little poster of her in the bathroom, and every time he goes in to watch his face, I hear him saying, icon.
So Whitney's like, I experienced that too. I'm like, I don't know what to say to you, Justin. Because like, when we were first married, Justin came home to cook to a home-cooked meal every single night. And I was like, 1950s wife, I loved it.
Yeah, I had lingerie under my clothes. Like, I was like 1950s. Like, yeah, I wanted more though, because I wanted to develop myself. And I've noticed, especially with Justin going back to work, there's a void.
I think when we talk about Whitney, void is a word that definitely does come to mind. That is a concept I think of often when I hear Whitney speak.
And also, Floyd. Whitney cannot just let anybody else talk ever. You know, this girl's coming in here like, oh my God, we had the worst date. We've not been out in 2 years. And it was just awkward silence.
That reminds me of Justin.
And then she goes on this whole thing. Okay. Yeah, but like as a couple, I just need Sean to hear me more. You know what I mean? Like more Angie, less like YMCA. Do you understand? And Whitney is like,
wait, are you feeling like you have a better work life than a marriage life? Because I feel like I work so much now and so does Justin. So I have more of a work life than Justin life. Okay,
back to me perhaps. So we haven't made time, which is embarrassing and choking up. We have not made time to be husband and wife, which is a shame because my sounds laid down by the underground and I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your...
Okay, Angie, no, please don't do this for me now also.
Yeah, well, when was the last time you had sex? And she's like, well, we were fighting to get together, once a week.
You are not having sex once a week. Stop the lies. I don't think anybody would complain about having sex with their husband once a week. Are you kidding? That's like 52 more times a year than I have it.
You also have to start like the process of rolling from one side of the bed to the other to reach the other person about 2 weeks in advance. Okay. It takes a little while. Just like sitting there rolling for a while, like, Sean, I'm coming. I'm coming. Keep that boner up. I'm rolling on over to you.
Lost it. Sorry. Sorry.
Humpty Dance was my chance.
So she's like, we need to organize. And Whitney's like, don't organize. Just do it. And she's like, do it, do it, do it.
Wow, Angie's really on a roll tonight.
So I think I still like Opa, Opa, Opa more. But what I'm missing is having my husband back the way that I had him. I just like the long hair.
Yeah, well, Justin, and speaking of your husband and his long hair, Justin and I got to the point where work is literally last anniversary.
Can I talk now since you can't come up with your sentence?
Wait, hold on, one more line.
Whitney, your last anniversary, you went out of town.
Yeah, we went out of town to Stillwell Farms, and I asked him, do you even still want to do this?
And then he's like, do you? And I was like, I don't know, do you? And he said, well, I just asked you that. And I said, well, I just asked you that. And he said, okay, from the top, do you still want to do this? And I said, do you still want to do this? He goes, no, answer me first. It took 30 minutes.
So speaking of that, you know, it feels like it's been 30 years since Sean and I. Yeah, every marriage has its ups and downs. But our current issue is that we're not the same people as we were 14 years ago. I'm a businesswoman now.
Yeah, I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I have two businesses, Prism and another thing.
So, and she says,
you know, the way that we communicate as a married couple is very different. I'm more outspoken now. Now I say things like, hey. And so it's different. And so it's just all those things combined.
Also, Justin hates when I say this, but I don't think it's natural to be monogamous.
Well, yeah, we are all animals. And if you read about animals or just read it all,
I'm doing a good job at it, but it is hard.
Yeah, well, animals don't stay with the
same. We're like animals.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to agree with you. And so
people are like animals.
People's are, but animals don't stay with the same.
Justin's a dog. I'm a businesswoman cat.
Ducks. Ducks stay faithful. Ducks are monogamous. How about that? Did you know that about ducks?
I thought ducks would be sluts.
They're like, ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Opa, opa, opa.
There's now a think piece in Duck Jezebel that's like, the slut shaming that happens in pop culture comes quick and it comes often.
Also, that's completely false to anyone who's sitting out there wondering why animals don't mate for life.
Yes, they do. Some animals do. I'm going to look
at albatrosses. Albatrosses. Penguins. Also, I think that ducks are kind of rapey, believe it or not. at least based on what I learned from Isabella Rossellini, who she is like all into animals. She actually has like a master's in animal science. And I once saw this show, this one woman show that Isabella Rossellini did. And in the show, she talked about different ways that animals have sex. And in fact, she does like videos of them that are really hilarious. I think some of you may have seen them. And so the one with the duck is that the duck has like this, like a maze. The lady duck has like a maze of a vagina with all these corridors. And if the lady duck doesn't like the duck that's like landed on her, her kind of like her way of dealing with it is that she sends that duck's duck penis down the wrong corridor. And then if she likes the duck, she sends the duck, the duck that she likes, she sends that penis to the proper corridor.
No way. It is. She's got wild. Like a labyrinth. She just like brings up a hedge.
She's like, come this way, duck penis.
Oh my God. And so she's got like David Bowie in there with a crystal ball. Like, oh, really?
It literally is like, this is all assuming that Isabella Rossellini is speaking facts, but I have to assume that in general, Isabella Rossellini is not going to lie to us. So
they wouldn't give her a moisturizer commercial, right? Wasn't she like on Oil of Olay for years and years?
Yeah, she's an
icon. It's not, but, it's not, yeah. Oil of Olay, okay? I trust her. Yeah. So does Oil of Olay. So.
I use Oil of Opa.
Opa of Olay.
Opa. Opa of Opa. Anyway, it's a cool video. People definitely look up Isabella Rossellini's like how ducks have sex thing.
Yeah,
but
the point people,
is, I don't think it speaks of monogamy.
Look up Isabella Rossellini animal sex videos. Thanks, Ben. Okay, how many people has Ben just gotten arrested because of their Google history?
No, because the thing is that she dresses up like the animals. I didn't mention that part. She dresses up like the animals or like their sexual part, like their animal vaginas. I can't describe it. It is actually some of the most amazing videos that are out there. You would love it, Ronnie. I'm funny. Telling you, people, it is amazing.
That is funny. Okay. Here you go. These are the animal. These are just 7 of the animals that mate for life, because now I know we're all horny for duck vagina. So here we go.
Yeah.
Wolves. Beavers.
Wolves.
I didn't guess that either.
I would think wolves, like just Wolf of Wall Street. It makes me think that wolves are rapacious and go after like whatever they want.
Beavers. Okay.
They make dams.
And it says because they work together. And it's just like people who are just like insistent on building walls seem to find each other. Isn't that crazy? Mm. Gibbons.
Okay.
I don't even know what a Gibbons is. What is it?
Well, I think they host cute. Entertainment news programs.
They're like little, are they monkeys? They are
primates or whatever.
They're super cute. Okay, and California mice. Specifically California mice, yeah.
They were the ones who lost the audition for the gig. The Raisins got it.
Damn it, our career is over. We were counting on those royalties.
they're like, why don't you build me up? Like, I'm sorry. We prefer the Grapevine song. We're going to go with the Raisins.
But my cousin's already put a lease on a house. They've already signed a mortgage. Sorry.
We're the California mice. Like, sorry. We're either going to go with the Raisins or the Blind Ones.
Well, it's funny that you say that, because the headline says California mice resisting temptation. Isn't that funny? Like the Temptations.
You know, those California mice are the most annoying mice. They're the ones that are like, guys, just want to celebrate 26 years together. We're on the cover of The Knot. Just Kyla Mauricio. Our tips. Hi, we're the California mice, and these are our tips for a long-lasting relationship. Today, we're here with Heather Dubrow. We're going to share what makes a relationship work.
The next year, you find out they've been separated the whole time. It's like, damn it, I've been taken in by the California mice again.
There's like a gerbil with tattoos that all of a sudden one of the mice is hanging around.
Shingleback lizards, which... I think that they have to stay with each other, because like once you find another shingleback, like you're done. Like, who wants to date a shingleback? You know what I mean?
I'm bringing shingle back.
Okay. Now here's a real funky looking fish. It's called a Diplozoon paradoxa.
Diplozoon.
Yeah.
Dipples in paradoxum.
It's terrifying.
Sounds like something you get when the California mice cheats.
And the final, black vultures. Man, vultures? Really?
Wow. Well, they probably, you know, they live through hardship. They just have to sit there on the side of the road waiting for something to die.
Just waiting for dead things. Yeah, it's like a serial killer hobby, you know, like, oh, let's go look at dead things together and then eat them.
They probably have one of those stories. Like the black vultures probably have one of those stories you have to read in the school about, like, Ma and Pa had to leave again to get food for the family. They always went out together, and we had hardship as a family, but one thing we could rely on was that Ma and Pa always stood together.
All right, so...
So no ducks.
So the point is Isabella Rossellini...
spreading misinformation. Yeah.
Sorry. Isabella Rossellini has great animal fucking videos. Okay, thanks for listening to Watch What Crappens.
Hey, everyone, we're going to put a pin in this recap for the moment. This is the end of part one. Part two is coming up on your feed very, very shortly. So put your bonnet on and get ready for it. See you on the next one.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony. Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.